Hey, this is Eli Campbell. You know, Steamboat is renowned worldwide for skiing, biking, and all that our natural playground has to offer. We're fortunate, though, that the natural beauty here attracts more than just outdoor enthusiasts. From local legends to world-class acts, amazing musicians regularly play the venues in our little corner of Northwest Colorado. Join me as I explore the stories and experiences of these talented artists who bring unforgettable performances to Steamboat. This is your Steamboat Soundcheck.
Eli Campbell here with you. Happy to be joined by Andy Dunnigan of the Little Smokies. Now, how are you doing this morning? It looks like you're just getting into your coffee early morning. How's it going?
That's good, man. Yeah, thanks for having me. I am just getting into my coffee, my first cup of the day, the best one. I'm here in Missoula, Montana, and got a couple days before we head back out on the road. So, yeah, I'm here.
Very cool. Now, obviously, the Little Smokies, as a band, you guys are now 15 years old, having formed there in Missoula, Montana, back in 2009. Just hearing that, what goes through your mind?
Oh, man, a lot. It's weird. We were teaching a class, I think, either last year or something, to a bunch of young kids. And just one of the kids asked how long I'd been in the band, and I had to kind of stop and think about that, because I was 20 years old. Remember, I had a fake ID around Missoula, Montana here, and yeah, it's wild. It's been a quick 15 years, and I can't believe I'm still in the band. This is the only band I've really ever been in, my first band. So pretty wild, and it's been such an incredible experience, and I would have never imagined still doing this, and you know, for a career as well. I'm very, very grateful and fortunate.
Yeah, and of course, now you guys, when you formed back in 2009, it was in Missoula. You guys were all kind of living similar lifestyles in Montana at the time, but now the band has scattered across the country a little bit. And I'm wondering, you know, the vibes of, say, Oklahoma and the experiences people have in Seattle are very different from the Montana lifestyle. When you guys all come together, how's that impacted your music over the last decade and a half?
Yeah, we have gone through a lot of changes. You know, I'm the only original and Montana native now. Like, we all obviously met, like you said, in Missoula. And we're all kind of Missoula boys. But, you know, over the years, as we started gaining momentum, and then everyone quit their jobs, and, you know, we lost some members. I think this is on, like, Amalgamation 4.0, we kind of joke about, because there's been quite a bit of changes throughout the years, and I think just life does its thing, and no one kind of expected this to become the full-time gig. But everyone's distinct and unique background geographically, culturally, does permeate into the music now, and you know, especially stylistically. You know, Jake, from Oklahoma and kind of having that background, and you know, kind of this sort of the country western stuff. Revs from our guitar player from Seattle, and brings a lot of the cool kind of songwriter vibe, the Pearl Jam stuff over there. It's really awesome to see how this all kind of works and sort of sculpts the sound that is what the Little Smokies sound like now. It's really cool.
I mean, it obviously has helped evolve your music, and you know, you guys released your last album late January 2020, which in hindsight, yeah, must have been a pretty bit challenging time to put out an album. I'm guessing it wasn't ideal for you. What was it like to have all that new music and not really be able to play it for the live fans? I know you were in the middle of a release tour that kind of got cut short, and then, you know, how are you able to progress from there?
Yeah, that was a tricky time. I mean, who would have thought putting that record out right then would have been, the kind of the worst time ever? Or, I mean, I guess, you know, and to make lemonade, a cool time too, because I mean, people still did listen to it. I'm still really proud of that record, and you know, it was the soundtrack of a lot of people's COVIDs, from what I've been told, you know, from some, you know, the fans. But yeah, we weren't really able to tour with that, you know, like you said, we were in the middle of a East Coast run, you know, right when all of COVID went down, and then we all kind of went our separate ways. I flew up to Canada. My girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, I had been kind of flying back and forth from there, so I kind of saw that they were going to shut the border down, and I flew up there, and then, you know, like a week later, sure enough, they did. And so I was kind of trapped up there for, you know, for several months, because if I would have left, I couldn't have got back up. And yeah, we all really weren't able to, you know, a lot of bands played through, or they did stuff online, you know, or they were fortunate enough to live in the same town, so they could still kind of play. But yeah, we kind of just took an indefinite hiatus, and yeah, it was definitely bizarre, you know. But we had all this music, and we still had, you know, everyone's hopes and dreams and a lot of plans. So we pushed through. We did lose a couple of members through that, you know, tribulation, but yeah, we're still here, and we just recorded another album, but that we've been sitting on for several months now, that I think we're going to be releasing in the fall. So that's exciting, because it has been a while. 4 years it's a long time of kind of rebuilding and getting our sea legs back on post COVID. You know, I know it was a while ago, but like it really did a number to a lot of bands, and ours was included. I mean, I think just sort of the internal remodeling, and getting comfortable with a new unit.
That was going to be my next question, really, is, you know, since you guys released your self-titled debut album back in 2013, it hasn't been more than 4 years for new music. And it sounds like you've got something. A lot of musicians that I've talked to use that COVID time to start writing more music, and that's kind of how they internalized it and dealt with it. Is that reflected in some of this new work that you guys have put together, or is it more just stuff that's come up since then?
Yeah, I mean, I think these were songs that definitely were formatted, you know, in COVID, you know, personally. That's kind of how we always, you know, bring these songs to the band. You know, if it's my song, I'll have the bulk of it written, you know, and then, you know, bring it to the guys, and then we sort of just sit around and woodshop and arrange them. And that goes for, you know, when Rev and Jake bring a song to the table. So yeah, these were all kind of songs we had swirling around from COVID. And I think thematically, it's definitely a more pensive, introspective album. Yeah, that definitely touches on, like, I think the sort of grieving process we probably have all gone through of you know, the before times. And, you know, everyone did a lot of thinking, maybe too much thinking. Yeah, it's really good. I feel like it's a mature album. It's a thoughtful, perhaps a touch slower, and yeah, it feels like a post-COVID album. I don't know what that really means. It's kind of ambiguous, but I think when you listen, you'll understand.
Well, I'm excited to hear some of that new music when you guys are here in Steamboat playing April 13th, part of the Bud Light Rocks Boat concert series here. And that's obviously one of the reasons we're chatting with you. But before I ask specifically about that, I want to ask you about another big part of the Steamboat music scene, which is Winter Wondergrass. You guys played there last year. We missed you at this year's Steamboat Festival, but you're going to be playing in Tahoe. You're going to see a lot of our Steamboat friends at Baja, Wondergrass. Just, you know, because it's such a big part of the Steamboat scene, and Scotty and Britt and a lot of the producers of Winter Wondergrass are Steamboat locals. Just curious, what has it meant to you to be part of that Winter Wondergrass family over the years?
Oh, man, it's such a cool thing. It really is. And I don't... you know, so I'll say that loosely, but I really mean it with the Winter Wondergrass family. And it's, I think it runs deeper because we have been playing these events. They were, I don't know, they really catapulted us into the scene in a lot of ways. You know, I think we were playing some of the really early, where was those first few Wondergrasses in Colorado? It was
The first few were in the Vail Valley area They brought it out to Steamboat.
Yeah, and those were so much fun, and we just met, I don't know, all our buddies who were heroes and still are heroes at the time, and we were just kind of young and out of our minds and had no idea what we were doing. But Scotty, you know, believed in us, and we did the Camp Out for the Cause stuff, and they were just really unique experiences from the get-go, and they're very well run, very well organized, clean, family friendly. I mean, all these kind of pillars that were very ostensible back then, you know, that are still present, and I think really part of the recipe for the success. But it's amazing, and I'm so stoked to go to Tahoe and Baja. That one's going to be really unique and really intimate. And yeah, I just can't say enough good things about the Winter Wondergrass community.
Yeah. And that Baja event was new last year. They're putting it on for the second year. And they definitely bring a lot of people from Steamboat down there because it's our spring break here. And everyone that I talked to that went to it just had nothing but incredible things to say. Awesome. Now, in between Tahoe and Baja, that's when you're going to be making a stop here in Steamboat, April 13th, part of the Bud Light Rocks the Boat concert series. And those concerts are interesting from a musician's standpoint to me, because obviously you're going to attract some fans of the Little Smokies who are going to come out and really enjoy the music. But being at the base of a ski resort, you're getting in front of a lot of people that are probably there just for the great spring skiing that we have and maybe aren't familiar with you guys as a band as much, but it's such a cool little party scene. Hopefully it's a warm, sunny day. Yeah. What can the people that aren't as familiar with your music expect from the stage presence there?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think we're going to put on our typical show, and I think you can, you know, we play a lot of original music. We do, you know, it's always interesting, like, when I get the question, what, how do you explain your sound? And, you know, I always encourage people to kind of come and listen for yourself. You know, it is bluegrass, but it's a different twist on it. You know, we don't play a lot of traditional bluegrass tunes. We'll do a couple probably in 90 minutes. We really kind of we focus on our original music, and it's sort of kind of pop rock, folk rock. I don't know. There's some jam elements. It's really melodically driven and lyrically driven, but it is very high energy. I think you can expect a little bit of everything. We like to throw in some covers, and that kind of, especially at a setting like that where it's not a hard ticketed event, you know, I think the power of a couple good covers sort of unifies the crowd. And we learned that early on back in the early 2009 Missoula days when we didn't really write music then. So it was like, if we did a bunch of 80s covers as a bluegrass unit, people would be like, what the hell? This kind of works. So it was, I really understood the power of a good cover back then. And it still really makes a difference.
Yeah, well, we're definitely excited to see that on display. Andy Dunnigan of the Little Smokies, I want to thank you for taking a little bit of time with me this morning. Again, you guys are going to be in town April 13th, part of the Bud Light Rocks Boat concert series here in Steamboat. Excited for that, excited for Winter Wondergrass, and just all around excited to know that you guys are going to be releasing a new album here later this year. So thank you very much for your time.
Eli, thanks so much, man. This was a great way to start the morning and have my my first cup of joe. So really excited for Steamboat, and we're going to be in Ned, Colorado the day before on Friday. So if anyone's listening that's out there, tell your friends. And you know, we're playing in Colorado a lot this summer, so I feel like we're always 3 weeks away from from the Front Range and Colorado town. So we're excited.
Yeah, plenty of fans that have great opportunities to see you here in Colorado. So again, thank you and have a wonderful day.
Hey, thanks so much, man.